Oh, hi there, Chad. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And, of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then because it is a younger company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad.
Okay, good. And I do have your file here in front of me, Chad, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially, being that it is a younger company, that's the real power of this listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company, but they're going on Google, they're going on Bing, they're on their smartphone or their computer, and they're looking for someone who does what you do, and your business will be one of those top options for people to call. Now, of course, the calls come directly to you, so it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing that lead down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. You'll simply get calls from someone who needs your services, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, and it is a reduced rate because you're a young company. It's not going to be like an introductory rate that will balloon up on you later on. It is a fixed flat rate offered on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. As long as you keep the service, though, that reduced pricing stays in place. And with the reduction in the cost, you're looking at a flat rate of $199.00. It would bill once a month for exactly $199, no matter how many calls or jobs you get. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that this is a position we're actively filling, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah,
of course. I mean, you know, Google it. It's kind of what we say and what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services again down the road or recommend you to their friends. So it's really going to help you to keep those calls coming in. Now, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system too. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Prefer that way.
Oh, you do prefer text messages. I'll put that was another question I was just about to ask. So you do prefer text messages. And then the business itself is service-based, right? Meaning that there's no physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom or location that we would be promoting for the business. Perfect. And you know, Google expects it to be that way. When you're going out to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain any type of storefront. In fact, Google won't list any physical street address. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, one thing that Lulu did attach here was an Angie's profile, Home Advisor, powered by Angie. That, of course, is a very different service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. But on that profile, they've got the 6706 East Castleton Road. Is that your residence?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we don't want that address to appear on Google. Like I said, you're not going to have that address popping up anywhere. Lulu did not get your last name, though. What's your last name, Chad?
Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S.
Okay, perfect. Oh, and then what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
It would be chadleysrepairservices@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So the name of the company. And then that's how you want the business branded, right? Chadley's Repair Services?
Yep.
Okay. Lulu says there's a website that is currently down, right? The chadleysrepairservices.com?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. We're kind of focused on the Facebook side of it, so we've kind of been laughing on that.
Okay, but there's normally an active website on that domain, or would you need us to build a new site for you?
It's usually active.
Okay, gotcha. So we'd be able to promote that and the Facebook page too, which I'm looking at. So, you know, obviously the goal is to get what you've got working for you right now in front of more people. So the Facebook page is also something that we'll be promoting. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule a follow-up call. Our client interview technician will speak with you more in detail about your services and your service radius, anything like a mission statement or a motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. For example, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. I will take care of all of that in the follow-up call. And then the other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you know. So you know that it is a flat rate, that we've waived the setup fee, that we reduced the cost of the service, and of course that it's a month-to-month service in the first place. Now, before I do that voice verification, that first month's payment, did you want to take care of that on a credit or debit card? What's going to work best for you?
Let's do it on a debit card.
Is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Hold on a second. Let me get out of this house here. So I'm at with a client right now.
Oh, well, I'll get you off the phone real quick. Like I said, the bulk of this is going to be done in a follow-up call when you've got a little bit more time.
Yeah, it'll be Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that
both.
Mean? Both. Any middle both. Initial on that card, or simply Chad Mathis?
Just Chad Mathis.
All right. Now, you did say that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4684410309253868.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/24.
11 of 2024, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
716.
So I've got 716 on the back of the card in November or 11 of 2024 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4684410309253868?
Yes.
Okay, and that bill's at the home address, right? The 6706 East County. And that, of course, is 67543.
432, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then, so the voice verification, like I said, it's recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, though, pretty straightforward, and I do have it pulled up here. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Mathis, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Chadley's Repair Services.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Mathis, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chad Mathis, owner-operator.
Okay. And then Chad, as the owner-operator of Chadley's Repair Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide that card in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course. Now, Mr. Mathis, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign as well, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Chad, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask, though, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of the business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Chad, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is always accurate. Mr. Mathis, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure no physical address appears for your business online since no customers come to you. You always go out to them. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with the reduction in the cost, with the setup fee way, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Chad, that is an exact amount as well as a fixed rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories and destinations. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Chad, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. In fact, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Mathis, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Chad, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Mathis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
You can send it in the email. That's fine.
In the email. All righty. You'll get that email in about a minute here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, They'll follow up with you within the following business day. Email address will be on there as well. Now, you'll get that email as well as an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. In fact, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, but we do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about half an hour, so it gets you pretty close to the beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour or so after that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning of it, to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice, so they'll call you on their own if that's the case. It looks like we can get you in at 3 o'clock, or 4 or 5 o'clock. So would any of those times work out?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So we're going to schedule it from 5 until 6. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 4 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled that next hour. And in about a minute, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite to your email is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Just in case I'm not on that follow-up call, or I guess even if I am, I did still want to add a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Chadley's Repair Services, even if it's you, Chad, and we recognize your voice, will most likely still ask you for the answer to the question. And then even more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, anyone who identifies themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they don't know that information and can't get it to you within, you know, 30 seconds or so by clicking over to the other screen or tab, if they're asking you for money or anything like that, just politely decline. Like the voice verification says, it's just that flat rate and not a penny more. But your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City born in.
City you're born. And then what is the answer?
Hutchison.
You said Hutchison?
Yep.
Okay. Got to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our automated service should have sent out to you?
Yeah.
Did you receive it?
Yeah, I've got 3 text messages.
Yeah, the system does kind of piggyback everything at once. I kind of do wish sometimes that they would only send, you know, the one that we want you to see at the moment, because it's just kind of a lot of information right now. But the one that we want you to look at is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it will take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side. First thing is Google Business Profile Optimization. Just let me know when you see that.
It opens up to Local Splash, but then I get a 404.
Okay. And you're definitely opening up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Local Splash. Yep. It said, Local Splash, we send a copy of your invoice to the email I have on file. Please click here.
And then when you click on the click here, it gives you an error message.
Yeah, it takes me to the page, and it says, big 404, oops, we did not find the page you're looking for.
Huh. That's the first time I've run into that problem today. I'm going to have to let our tech team become aware of that. In fact, let me see if I can try sending it out manually to you and see if you get the same issue. My tech team's going to want to know. But I'm sending it out to you again. If you can try that new one and see if it creates the same issue or if it's resolved it, that will help us fixing the original problem. I appreciate your patience on that. Did you receive the next one?
Not yet.
Okay, yeah, I see it's still in the queue. Our system sends emails
there
periodically. Okay. Let me refresh.
Click on that. Still, same thing.
Still saying the same thing. All right, so I'm going to have to let my tech team understand or become aware of the issue. The other email that you got was the welcome email, and that, of course, has the client support information on there. And then the other one is it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Google's made the process of becoming PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive. It is all by design to ensure that the businesses that they display on the first page are actual legit businesses that, if called, could provide that service. So anything you can send our way, and it doesn't have to be everything, could be just, you know, a couple of those different things. But tools and equipment, if you already have or can take a photo of that, your work vehicle, you know, obviously there's no physical workplace, but maybe where you park the vehicle when you're not using it for work. If you've got a business card, is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
Okay. So any of that information. And then are you like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Hours are usually Monday through Friday. I try not to do anything on the weekends.
Yeah, that's smart. So Monday through Friday, is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Usually 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay, I'll put 8 to 5 on there. And then at this point anyway, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
We do check, cash, and card.
Okay, gotcha. Put that down there. That's going to help my client interview technician get a little bit of a head start. And then we'll be giving you that follow-up call in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sending you a calendar invite. Like I said, you don't have to respond to it. But that's just for your records. Hopefully I'm available in that 5 o'clock hour when our technician is ready to give you a call. Either way, though, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, get your phone ringing a little bit more, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yep.
All right. I appreciate you, Mr. Mathis. We'll be talking to you a little later on this afternoon. You take care, and you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Goodbye now.